In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Through the roof. As today is the second Sunday in Pa'un, and the reading of today, it's about the paralyzed. And I will go in first through the story of the paralyzed and what happened. Let's see what the background of this story. What happened exactly that the people, there is four friends, they had a friend, and they wanted to go to Jesus Christ to see Jesus Christ in order to do a miracle or to do anything for their friend. And what happened exactly? That they found that there are a lot of crowd outside the home, the house, and inside the house, and they couldn't go inside. We read today from St. Luke. In St. Mark, it was different a little bit. They said that the first time that Jesus Christ came to this city. It means that the first time that these people saw Jesus Christ. It means that the friends only heard about Jesus Christ from maybe some friends, other friends. We don't know. But what happened exactly that they try to bring the friend, this friend, and go to Jesus Christ inside. They found that everything is closed. They found that the doors are closed. There's a lot of obstacles they found, but they had the challenge. And the challenge is to go and to see Jesus Christ. It's the same like we are in our life. There's a lot of challenges. For example, let's go to the church in the morning. No, I can't. I'm lazy, maybe number one. Maybe some friends told me, for example, like in the night, on Saturday night, let's go outside. Let's hang out outside, for example, like to midnight, to 1 o'clock in the morning, which is, I can't go to the church in the morning early. There's a lot of things maybe to be an obstacle between me and between Christ, between the Lord Christ, to go to the church or to go to see. I'm not saying the church as a building, to see Jesus Christ and to live with Him. But they decided to take the challenge. And they remove the roof. They remove the roof. To know what is exactly in Palestine, it's different that the roof, when I remove some stone from the roof, I'm not destroying the house. I'm not destroying the house at all. That's why they decide to remove all the stones and to try to help this friend and to see Jesus Christ. And they took the challenge. And they did it. Only to see Jesus Christ. And my question is, why you have to see Jesus Christ? You only heard about Jesus Christ. Maybe you heard about him like he did some miracles or whatever he did. But why we have to see Jesus Christ? Why we have to live with Jesus Christ? If I go to the second epistle of Peter, we read already today, the chapter number 1, verse number 4-8. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to preservance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. بالعربي بتقول ولهذا عينه وأنتم باذلون كل اجتهاد قدموا في إيمانكم فضيلة وفي الفضيلة معرفة وفي المعرفة تعففا وفي التعفف صبرا وفي الصبر تقوى وفي التقوى مودة أخوية وفي المودة الأخوية محبة لأن هذه إذ كانت فيكم وكثرت تصيركم لا متكاسلين ولا مثمرين لمعرفة ولا غير مثمرين لمعرفة ربنا يسوع المسيح. St. Peter exactly explained to us what we have to do. If you want to know Jesus Christ exactly, let's go to St. Peter and read what he said. He said, number one, we have to giving all diligence. Sabran. We have no patience in our life, in our spiritual life. If I'm in the church, it's only for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and it's bored. Or if I am praying, for example, in my room for 5 or 10 minutes, I'm stop praying because I can't continue for more than that. I know everyone had his level. I'm not telling you to go, for example, for half an hour or an hour more. No. But at least not the quantity, it is a quality of the prayer. And if I have no feelings in my prayer, I have to pray. A lot of people come during the day, for example, to me for confession, said, like, I can't feel anything in the prayer. It means that I have to stop praying. No, Habibi, you have to be more patient and you have to pray more. We forget the grace of God while I'm praying. I'm not testing really Jesus Christ. Some people said, like, I'm praying all the time, but I have no feeling, and He is not answer even my words or my input and my requirements. And I'm come back to you. What is your requirement? Is earthly or heavenly? Are you asking only for your family and your whatever, procession, for example, your money, your work, everything, your child? Yeah, it's very good to ask God. But these people, the four friends who came to Jesus Christ, only heard that He is preaching about the kingdom of heaven. That it means that they came only because they want to hear about the kingdom of heaven. And if I have patience, it means that I encourage and I have more faith toward Jesus Christ. لما أنا أصبر في حياتي الروحية يزداد إيماني. لما أصبر في حياتي الروحية يزداد إيماني عن طريق نعمة ربنا اللي بتحل علي. To virtue knowledge. If I have more patience and I read more in the Bible and I am praying more, give me maybe some word about Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Unfortunately, Jesus Christ is lost between all the people in our world. اطلع برا في العالم وشوف فين المسيح مش هتلاقيه. ضاع. أصل هما مش لاقينه. They have no patience to stay with Jesus Christ even for 5 or 10 minutes. They have only the time to work outside and to do anything. But when the time of God, the time that I have to pray, now there is no God. Then I have no knowledge. عشان كده الناس برا بتسأل هو فين السيد المسيح. You don't know about him. You didn't do any effort, at least, to know who is Jesus Christ. You didn't open the Bible and to read every word. It's written by God's words. to know who is Jesus Christ. And for knowledge, self-control. Then first, diligence. The second, it's knowledge. I know Jesus Christ a little bit, some knowledge. The third is self-control. When I have Jesus Christ inside me, as we said in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit guides me to know what is exactly the right and what is the wrong. Then I have the self-control. Who is guides me, who gives me the self-control to do the right thing, not the wrong. Go outside for the people. If you said, for example, anything, they would say, no, we have to do that, but it's normal. It's natural. It should be like that in all the people, with all the people outside. Homosexuality or whatever. Because they have no Christ inside them, they convince themselves, themselves that this is right. Then they had no patience inside them to know Jesus Christ. That's why they have no knowledge about Christ. The third one, they have no self-control. After self-control, preservance. Sorry, I'm trying to do the presentation because it's to see what I'm reading. The preservance and the preservance guidelines. What is exactly the preservance and the guidelines? It's alive. When I have self-control, then I'm preserving myself and I have the life of guidelines. إيه حياة التقوى ديت؟ The guideline, the life of it, it's a kind of life. It's not a style life. It's not, for example, a moment. For an hour, I am in the church and I'm praying, or I'm in my house and my home and inside my room and I'm praying for a minute, for 5 minutes and 10 minutes, and that's it. This is the hayat al-taqwa. This is the guideline life. No. It's a 24/7. I am the image of God. That's why if I have patience and I have know more about Jesus Christ, then I have the self-control, then I preserve myself to fill in the sin, then I have the life of the guidelines. Hayat al-taqwa. It's a chain. If there is any missing part from the chain, then I have no life with God. It's a part, a partial. And to guidelines, brotherly kindness. If I go back to the four friends, we will see something different. They try to know Jesus Christ. That's why they have the patience. And that's why they heard about Jesus Christ. This is the second point. They heard about Jesus Christ. Then they have the patience to go through the crowd. And they go upstairs to remove all the stones. To know who is Jesus Christ. I have to go to my room and open the Bible and to read. Who is Jesus Christ? I have to come to the church and I have to pray to receive the grace from God, to receive the blessing from God. I have to go inside my room and I have to open the Akbaya and I have to pray to receive the... This is what I have, the strive. I have to do some effort to know God. Then, they didn't fall in sin. For example, they didn't fall in... Okay, I can't go anywhere. For example, they can decide if they saw the crowd. I can't go inside. I can't. It's hard to go inside, for example. Maybe they decided to stop and let's go back home and to not go inside this room or inside this house. Then because they have inside them the life of godliness and they really love God from their heart, they preserve themselves to fall from the sin. And finally, they love. And that's why they love their friend. And when they saw Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ in my house, what I have to learn? If Jesus Christ inside my house, I have to learn first thing. I have to learn that I wanted to listen to his word. I have to live with him for a few minutes. And I have to listen what he say. If Jesus Christ in my house, I have to sit down with him for not few minutes only, but more. But at least I wanted to listen to his word and to his voice. Jesus Christ said to the man, in St. Luke he said the man, but if we go to St. Mark, Gospel, he said, my son. He said, son, your sins are forgiven. In first, he loved him a lot. He told him, my son. قال له, يا ابني مغفورة لك خطاياك. الأول قال له, يا ابني. Then when Jesus Christ inside my home or in my house, I feel that he is my father. I feel nothing mother me. I have to learn from what happened with Jesus Christ with the friends that he given first for this paralyzed man the love. Everyone in the church and outside the church, God loves you. Be sure from this point. God loves you. But I'm doing sin. God loves you. But I am not praying a lot. He is waiting you for you to come to pray and to talk to him. But God loves you. That's why he said to the paralyzed man, my son. And then I forgive your sin. And the second point is to forgive him. He forgive the sin. The paralyzed was surprised. What you're doing for me? I am a paralyzed. I need help. I need to do a miracle. Not to forgive my sin. Then Jesus Christ answered, no, Habibi. You have a problem in spiritual life, your spiritual life. You have sin. That's why I have to forgive and I have to heal your soul. And first, then I will heal your body. That's why this is what I have to do every day. I'm asking God to heal my soul, then to heal my body. In my prayer should be, I'm focused on to heal my soul. I need your kingdom. I need to live with you. In Poland, the 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. You can imagine that this is what said. They asked St. Paul before, can you tell us about the kingdom of heaven? He said, I will tell you. St. Paul saw the kingdom of heaven. Then he tried to think about what he had to say. And finally, he couldn't. He said, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for those who love him. Then Jesus Christ prepared something. Even St. Paul, he couldn't tell us what is exactly. He tried to explain it. He tried to reveal what is exactly the kingdom of heaven, but he couldn't. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. That's why we have to put in our life, what is it, our destination. And also this destination with the kingdom of heaven should be a destination and should be inside my heart too. To live in kingdom of heaven on the earth. That's why after that the psalm, this is what we read today. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. I sing the Lord. And finally, I will sing the Lord because I love him as he loves me a lot. Then I have to work in that. The four friends had faith. They only heard about Jesus Christ, but they work on it. They try to do some efforts to receive the Holy Spirit inside them. We can say to fill themselves by the Holy Spirit, as we know doing, not receive. Then I have to sing the Lord from my heart and praise the Lord to give me the life of prosperity and the life of love, him, and love all the people. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, truly.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Consperator, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of oneness with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
I have sinned, forgive me, my brethren, my fault.
Estavite
os moer nepossi
et omnem mater